destroy himself in the process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that whenever a new sign comes to them from Allah, or whenever a new reminder comes to them from Allah, then they turn away from it and they do not pay any attention to it. Allah draws their attention, and the attention of the entire creation of these was the vegetation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to grow. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to another source of hidayah, and that is hidayah, guidance, finding Allah, seeking Allah through the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous surah, rather, Allah ta'ala mentioned many such creations of his in which we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only ponder over these creations. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, ayah number 7 of Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Do they not look? Have they not looked to the earth, the ground? كَمْ أَمْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ. Allah says, how many noble pairs of vegetations we have allowed to cause, we have caused to grow on land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of pairs. So, just like you have pairs, male and female, amongst human beings and humankind, you also have pairs that exist amongst the vegetation and the crops which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to grow. So, the other interpretation of this one meaning could be that they are found pairs in the fruits and the vegetations, just like how we have pairs, male and female, amongst the humankind. It could also refer to the two categories of fruit and the two categories of vegetation. So, for example, fruit, you have different categories of different types of fruit. Allah has not just created one type of mango. You have different types of mango. Allah has not created one type of apple. You have different categories, different types of apple. Allah has not created one type of melon. They are different. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they not looked at this, that this earth, dead soil, ground, what vegetation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes it to produce, and what vegetation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to grow? Inna fi dhalika la'ayat. Allah says, it's definitely an ayat in that. What's an ayah? Ayah literally means a sign. Ayah is everything that has the potential to take you to Allah. Ayah, everything that has the potential and power to turn you to Allah, that is known as an ayah. Allah says the food that you eat is an ayah. The fruit that grows, that is an ayah. The vegetation that is produced, that is an ayah. Think over it, ponder over it. It has the potential, it has the power to take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we have confined the means of reaching Allah for ibadah. And we think only through fasting I can reach Allah. Only through Quran I can reach Allah. Only through salah I can reach Allah. Only through dhikr I can reach Allah. Indeed, those are very effective means and ways of reaching Allah. But another very, very effective way of reaching Allah is ponder over the creation of Allah. Something like food. Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Indeed, most certainly, there is within this vegetation, there is a sign, a pointer, something that can direct you towards me. وَمَا أَكْثَرُهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, but most of them will not bring iman. Most people will not bring iman. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, certainly your Rabb is indeed mighty and he is merciful. Allah speaks of two qualities. One is Allah creates within us a sense of awe. So he says that he is mighty and he is powerful. He can do as he wants and as he pleases. And then he follows up that with an attribute that creates within us a sense of hope. And that is Allah says he is very merciful. So while he is very mighty and powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is also very merciful. Allah then moves on to the story of Musa alayhi salam. وَإِذْ نَادَىٰ رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ. Allah says, you remember when Allah called out, when your Rabb called out to Musa, أَنِئْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Go, O Musa, go to the transgressing nation. قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ, that is the people of فِرْعَوْنَ. Go to them and invite them towards the religion of Allah. أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ Enough here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, قال موسى عليه السلام, when he was given this instruction, he said, رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ Number one, I have one fear, I have a few fears of Allah. The first fear, Ya Rabbi, I fear that they will reject me, and they will deny me, they will call me a liar, and they will not accept what I have to say. وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ And as a result of the fear of Allah, يَضِيقُ صَدْرِي My heart will become strained, meaning I will stutter, I will falter, and I fear that I will not be able to speak in front of them. I will have what today is known as stage fright, where a person comes before a public audience, or a person comes before a person of high standing, and because of the awe or the fear, or sometimes out of the respect as well, a person finds it difficult to speak. So Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي My chest will become strained and tight. وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي My tongue will not be fluent. I will stutter, and I will not be able to express the message in a clear and crystal way to Fir'aun. فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَى هَارُونَ Allah send for Harun, meaning send Harun along with me. Don't let me go off by myself. I need some support. I need a helper. I need somebody who can be with me at that stage. So send for Harun. So that Harun alayhi salam may accompany me. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيْنَ ذَنْبٌ And oh Allah, they have a charge of offense against me. Remember Musa alayhi salam accidentally, by mistake, killed an officer from the elite force of Fir'aun. So he thought of that and said, Oh Allah, they are after me. They have a warrant for my arrest. They have a charge of offense against me. So, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ Oh Allah, they have a charge of offense against me. فَأَخَافُ يَقْتُلُونَ So I have another fear, Allah. I fear that they will murder me and kill me. قَالَ إِنَّا Allah said, never. Never. This will never happen. But have both of you go. So Allah tells both Musa and Harun alayhi salam, Both of you go with our sign, that is our miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know and as we have learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to perform certain miracles. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go with these miracles of ours, these signs of ours. Inna ma'akum mustami'un. We are with you. Allah says, we are with you, listening very, very attentively. While Harun alayhi salam is with you, we are also with you. Fa'tiya fir'auna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Come to Fir'aun. Go to Fir'aun. Taqula and say to him, both of you say to him, Inna Rasulu Rabbil Alameen. We are the messengers of the Rabb of all the worlds. And arsil ma'ana bani Israel. And Allah has sent us to instruct you. You should release the bani Israel. You should release the Israelites. We know that they were living under the rule of Fir'aun and under His oppression and injustice, and they were a persecuted minority in Egypt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, to tell Fir'aun that he should release the Bani Israel, the Israelites, and that he should send them along with you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.